Hi guys, did y'all see the post on Instagram? So it's this girl. She put this post out there. I don't know if it's real or not because someone else got the post and put the post on their page. But what it is, she's dating this guy. They've been dating for a while. He loses his job and he asks her to pay his mortgage. And she said no. He get upset and he brings up $20,000. I have given you $20,000 over the last 3 years. And first of all, y'all, $20,000 is no money over 3 years. And then he breaks up with her. And the girl was like, oh, 3 years gone down the drain. And some people feel she should have given him the money. Now, granted, they've been together for 3 years. Yes, I would have given it to him. But that's the problem I have. He's keeping tally. When he brought up the $20,000 in 3 years, that means he's keeping tally. Everything he does for her, he's writing it down. Let's say he buy her some chewing gum. He says 25 cent, candy bar $1.25, a bag of chips $4.95. He's keeping tally. And let's go back to this too. Let me emphasize, $20,000 over 3 years is no money. So he should have kept that part to himself. Real men do not keep tally. That's what I want to tell you. It's like what Aretha Franklin said, real men rise to the occasion. So he was wrong for that. Was she wrong for not helping him? Yes, she was wrong. Will they be able to come back together and talk this out? No, because he's keeping tally. He's keeping tally on everything he's doing for her. She's gonna feel some type of way. He's gonna feel some type of way because he's gonna feel like if I get with her, we get married, something happened, she's not gonna stand beside me, she's not gonna help me. I could see her, I could see her, they're married and he loses his job and she says something like no. So yes, I would have helped him, but I would have gave him a deadline, and that deadline would have been 2 months. I would have helped him and I would say 2 months. But I would have questioned about like where is your savings account? Why you don't have a savings account? Because to me, when people always say, oh, you need 6 months, no, you need 2 years. You need 2 years of backup money for anything that happens. You need a whole 2 years, 3 years. So I think I would have questioned about his savings account. I probably would have asked him where is the savings account. I probably would have questioned that, and then I would say, okay, I can give you this and I could do it next month. But that's it, because in my situation, every situation is different. Sorry, y'all, I got these bands and stuff. Every situation is in my mouth. Every situation is different because, see, like I'm a realtor, right? So, and I work for myself. So I had to get out here and I had to hustle houses and I had to get houses, right? So I can't just, free flow my money. I have a dog to take care of, I have myself to take care of too. But being that I've been with him for 3 years, and even though the money is low, $20,000 over 3 years, can't say it enough. Even though that right there is low, I will look at the fact that he was whatever she needed, he was trying to provide it. I would have looked at that. But I would have questioned too. I think when he asked me right away, I would have said yes, and then I would have questioned the other things, like where is the savings? Why you don't have a savings? You need a savings. And we'll start working on that part of it. I would have done that. But then on down the line, yes, when I said I have enough for the second month. Yeah, when we get to the second month, I'm like, okay, this is about as much as I can do. We need to, talk, sit down and talk, blah, blah, blah. But I'm sure he's a responsible guy because he has a house. But I'm really worried about, really wondering about where's the savings account because, you got to put 20% down on the house and, closing costs, it's a good thing to get the seller to do that now that I think of it. Actually, I do it all the time, actually. I always try to get the seller to take on the closing costs. That kind of thing there. And then it makes me wonder too, was he giving her a test? It's really weird. The whole thing is weird because was he testing her? Because here is a guy that's working, that has a mortgage, but then he loses his job. He lost his job and he doesn't have a savings account to fall back on. And he asks her for the money. And none of it makes sense to me. So it made me think maybe he saw something in her. or he wonder, or his buddies or his family said, okay, let's see what she helped you. You know how your buddies get around, your family get around. Oh, you think this girl care for you? You know, you got to keep your people out your business. Y'all, let me get my tennis shoes. I'm on my way out the door too. So let me put on my tennis shoes too. I know y'all saying, now why are you doing the podcast when you know you got to go somewhere? Because this was, was really on my mind. Y'all, my throat hurt too. Anybody been bothered with the pollen? Oh my goodness, y'all. Houston got pollen galore. Y'all, it's killing me. It's just killing me. It's killing me. It's bad when you love a place as much as I love this place. And I'm gonna have to go, y'all, between the pollen and this. Oh. But anyway, I'm not talking about that. But anyway, yeah, it made me wonder, was this more than just a, was this real? Did he really lose his job? And she failed the test. And I say this too, guys. If you're out here testing women, go back to Aretha Franklin. Real men rise to the occasion. Real men, they don't do that, honey. They don't do that. They don't do that. And real men too. When you take on a woman, you don't keep tally. You don't keep tally. You don't say, I did this, I did that. I bought you a coat for $2.95. You don't keep tally. Real men do not keep tally. They with this woman because they like her. And I tell you something else was about this that got me too. Sorry y'all for swallowing up, but y'all know my mouth is sort of tied down. It's worse now because my throat hurt. I know y'all said I don't complain always through this broadcast. I have a hard time breathing too because of my sinus. I hope it's not like when I first got here. If you ever listened to, I think it was on the third, fourth, fifth podcast, when I got here, I got real sick. And y'all reached out to me. I hope it's not like that. But my sinus is kicking in. But I'm gonna tell you something too, though. Okay, real men, they ask to marry you, and I'm gonna tell you something about real men. They take care of you, and a real man's like this. If something go wrong in that household, he's not going to tell you. And that's the reason why I believe this story is not real, because real men will not tell you. Real men want you to look at them and always look at them as he's the man. He's the man. He's not going to come to you and say, hey, babe, I lost my job. I don't know what's going to happen to us. He's not going to say anything. You could be walking blindly and he doesn't have a job and trying to look for one, and you walking blindly and you over here at this door and that door and you're spinning away because you have no idea, because real men would not tell you. Real men would not come to you and say that, you know. So it made me just wonder, was did somebody get him to try to test her? This was a test and she failed the test. I don't know. Something's not right about the whole situation. So y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all go. I need to go to the store, and I'm struggling, and my sinus is up because of the pollen. But hey, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you for always supporting me too. And you know, y'all, I did go MIA in the last few days. I did, and you all reached out to me, the ones that have been here from the beginning. Y'all reached out to me, and I thank y'all. But there was nothing going on. What it is. My mouth is more shut down than anything. It doesn't sound like it because I just forced myself to talk, and I shouldn't do that. That's what happened last week, actually. I was forcing myself to talk in my whole mouth. It was just in so much pain. But I like talking to y'all, and I like communicating back and forth with you all. But y'all tell me too, is this story real? Go on Instagram, it's out there. I think her name is Kayla something. It's out there and you will see it. So let me know if it's real. Send me a message. Tell me what you feel about it. Tell me if I'm being real hard about the $20,000 over 3 years that's under the poverty line. Let me know if I'm being hard. But y'all just let me know. I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. Bye-bye.